You played in some teams that had pretty good offenses, really good first halves. And looking back last year, you were part of that team that had four guys hit 20 home runs by the All-Star break. As much as those teams were good, when you look at this team offensively, how do you think, well, I'll ask you, how do you think this group would rate compared to some of the best offensive teams you were on? I know it's a hard question, different type of team.
It is a hard question. Every team is different, but this team is very good. They've got a lot of potential, and they got a good mix of power and speed. So I think it will be easier for these guys to maintain. Obviously, they have to continue to work, put together quality at bats, and rely on each other. Take the walks if they don't give you anything good to hit. But they're swinging the bats really, really well, and they look good. You got a guy like Reyes on top of the lineup. You got a guy like Goose. Those guys can really run. So you get on for the big guys, and they're going to drive you in.
And I think, and people need to understand this, that having speed at the top of the order or having fast guys on base when you're at the plate as a hitter, that's a big benefit. It goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Because it changes the way the pitcher's going to approach you.
It changes everything. Number one, you put guys on, you got the guy on the stretch. You guys pitching out of the stretch, they don't have as good a start. You move the infields in so that you play the double play. You got a guy on first base holding on the guy, open up a hole between first and second. So it changes the whole complexion of the game. So that's what you want. You want to put pressure on the opposition. You want to continue to have good at-bats. By the time you come around second, third time around, you face this guy, and you're making him work, so it's easier. You get on that bullpen a little earlier. So, they had the ability to put pressure on the opposition and make themselves a really good team and win some games.
The team I was referring to in 2000, you became the first team in history to have four guys with 20-plus homers at the All-Star break. You had 23.
Mondesi
Cruz. At 22. Cruz at 20. Tony Batista,
yeah.
Had 24 home runs. What was it like to hit in that lineup at that? I mean, you knew that. Again, that's four guys in that lineup. You basically know everybody, almost everybody behind you in a power spot can hit a home run. What's it like to hit in that?
It was fun, and hitting gets contagious. So, but it's hard to keep up that pace. So that's what we have to understand. Home runs are nice, but you have to be able to get that little RBI. You have to be able to move that guy in, and that's what makes winning teams. And it is important. If you think about home runs all the time, your swing gets a little bigger. You get in trouble. A lot of strikeout will come with that. So home runs are nice, but let them come to you. If you have the power, they'll come to you. Put together good at bat, and things are going to fall into places.
I'm going to let you get on the course, but I've got one quick question for you. Especially in the American League East this year, we see teams shift a lot on players, much more than when you played.
Mm-hmm.
How would you have handled that as a hitter? Because the obvious thing is to go to the opposite field, which we've seen Jose Bautista do more and more of. But what goes through your mind when you see that?
Well, you see it, you're aware of it, but you don't get away from your essence. Also, you don't want to be too stubborn. If they pitch in your way, or if you're behind the count and you have an opportunity to, to get a base hit to the opposite field, you take that. But usually, teams play that defense when you hit that ball on the ground. So as a hitter, I'm thinking about line drives. So I can still look at the gaps, and, if I get a good pitch, I can drive the ball out of the ballpark. But I think it's important for hitters to have a smart approach. You're facing a tough lefty, you're facing a tough guy that you haven't very much success. It give you an opportunity, open up some holes. So you give you an opportunity to drive the ball to the opposite field, get it, I don't want to say a cheap single, but it is a cheap single. So, you make him aware that, you can also do that and try to bring the defense back to the so-called normal. But then, if you're 2-0, you don't want to take a fastball down the middle and try to push it the other way just to get a single if you can drive the ball in the gap.